Well, what I'm really pleased to see in the report is that it's recognised the good progress that we've made and actually the commitment of our staff in relation to protecting children. Clearly, there are some inconsistencies in our approach across the force, and actually we have some issues in relation to our custody. But I'm really pleased that it's recognised the good work that's going on.
Well, the J report tells us about 1,400 victims who you ignored, and we now know that Rotherham isn't as bad as everywhere else, so there isn't a lot of good news in there for anybody listening to this morning. Why have you been getting it so wrong?
I think we have been getting it right. We've done an awful lot of work in relation to this. There's certainly been some failings which we've identified, and that's why there's an independent inspection in relation to the J report. But this report does identify the good progress, and actually we've shown that we've got more staff involved in these types of investigations, we've got more prosecutions and more convictions, and there is some really good work going on. We have good working relationships with our partners. We need to do more in relation to that, and we need to continue to encourage victims to come forward.
You may see good work there if you look at figures and numbers, but if you're the family of the four-year-old who they mistook sexual abuse for eczema, then you don't see a lot of good news in here. And indeed, if you speak to the victims involved, there isn't a lot of good news in here, because 1,400 victims in Rotherham is 1,400 ruined lives. Just to pretend that it's not happening and look at the good work that's happened in the last, 6 months, it doesn't say a lot for what's happened. Why was it going so wrong? Why it talks about how police's attitude to victims. Where did that come from?
We've certainly got some things wrong, and that's what we're doing to address them. We're actually, I've got a meeting with all the four councils, all the heads of the local Safeguarding Children's Board and the heads of Children's Services to make sure that we deliver consistency across the county for the public of West Yorkshire, because there shouldn't be inconsistencies in our service.
We were in South Yorkshire.
In South Yorkshire. And in those inconsistencies, we need to deal with them. All those cases that are outlined in there, of which there were about a quarter of those examined that were inconsistent, have been dealt with by the police and the local authorities, and we're continuing to work with that. We want to make sure that victims are supported, that they do have the confidence and courage to come forward, and we're doing everything that we possibly can to do that.
I wonder why you need this report. I've spoken to, five, six victims over the last 5 days. And completely consistent, actually, between West and South Yorkshire. They all tell me the same thing. They've been in care homes. They talk about how police weren't bothered about them because they're just those kind of slappers. That's just what they do. They go out, they get drunk, they're those kind of girls. They waste your time. They tell me about how a police officer in Rotherham used to drop them off back at the abusers. I heard that yesterday from somebody who also told Sean Wright what was going off and was completely ignored. We hear these awful stories. There must have been a culture amongst the police that allowed this to happen. Why did you need a report? Why did you not just see it?
Well, I think those matters, I'm perfectly happy to take those forward and see actually what we can do with them. Because if there's failings, then I want to make sure that we deal with those, that we refer them to the IPCC, that we investigate them. But what we have done is we've launched an extensive training programme. We've got a dedicated training officer to make sure that our staff are aware. Certainly in the report, it's reflected that our staff did have good awareness and they were committed to protecting children, but it was just inconsistent. We've actually implemented a children in care liaison officer in care homes within Doncaster to provide appropriate support to care homes and the children there to prevent them getting involved in crime and protect them from harm and make sure that they can get to the appropriate services. So there's a lot of work going on, and we need to see what's successful and make sure that that is delivered across South Yorkshire.
Professor Alexis Jade tells us that the reason that there was the inaction in Rotherham was because she was scared of upsetting ethnic tensions. You didn't want riots. Is that what you were doing in Doncaster and Barnsley as well? I don't see the same demographic.
Absolutely not. We will go wherever the evidence takes us. It wasn't happening in Rotherham. We will go wherever the evidence takes us.
Well, Professor Jay said it was. Is she wrong?
Well, that's something that the independent inquiry will examine and look at. And if that is the case, then obviously we'll have to deal with that. But we as the police service will go where the evidence takes us, irrespective of what their ethnicity is, what their background is. And we need to make sure that that is consistent.
Can you see why people don't believe that?
I can see when they read those reports, actually is horrific, and the things that have happened to these young children is absolutely appalling, and that's why we need to make sure that all those individuals are supported, that we continue to investigate the offences that they're outlining, and that we give them the support that they deserve, and we catch those responsible.
We've just not been doing it, though. And you mentioned West Yorkshire. I was in Bradford with a girl the other day who took me to the hotels where she used to go in with her three or four abusers, past the front desk, up to the top. She tells me that every time she told the bobby, she's only 19 now, every time she told the police, 4 years ago, 4 years ago in West Yorkshire, 5 years ago, she was completely ignored. Well, there has absolutely been a culture, and unless the police start to say, yes, we did used to do that, I don't know why, you've got the time, you've not got the money, the council's told you not to upset certain parts of the town, whatever. Unless you start to do that, people won't believe you.
Well, we've certainly got a lot more officers involved in this. There's a lot more prosecutions. We've had 104 prosecutions in relation to this, 30 in the last 12 months, 37 people convicted, another 21 people waiting to go to court. We have made some significant progress, but there is always more that we can do.
Was it a budget issue? Weren't you getting the budget off Med Hughes? Is that what it was?
That's not something that I can answer, but we have received...
Well, is the better budget meaning that you're doing a better job?
No, we've looked at what the problem is. We understand the issue better. The analysis has been done in relation to the problem, and we've made sure that our resources are put into it appropriately.
So in the last 2 years, you've upped that? Since 2010, David Crumpton's upped that?
Absolutely.
So before that, the failing was there weren't enough people on this?
Before that, that's what the independent inquiry will look at and see whether we had enough people involved in it and whether we were doing what we should have been doing. And that's not something I'm able to answer here. But we're continuing to work very hard to encourage victims to come forward. And we want to particularly encourage not only female victims, but male victims and those victims that come from minority communities to make sure that they have the courage and confidence to come forward.
I've never had, and I've not had to have the kind of job that you've had. I'm aware of the kind of things you see. I personally, as a daft bloke who talks on the radio, have never had a week like I've had. It's petrified me. As a dad of an 11-year-old in Rotherham, I've been petrified. And I've spoken to girls all week with their hoods up, where we're focusing on flowers so we can't see who they are. And the reason they're petrified is that they live within two or three streets of the men who used to abuse them. They're still there. I got told yesterday the name of one girl said 30 victims had named this man. He's still walking around. People just want to see South Yorkshire Police today on Eastwood, on other parts of Rotherham, knocking doors down.
Well, what we will do is go where the evidence takes us in relation to it, because if we act without the evidence, then those people will still be free. And we need to make sure that we work really, really closely with the victims. And it's been shown in that report that our staff are really sensitive. They put the children at the heart of it. They do lots of things to get the best out of that person to make sure we've got the proper evidence so that actually we can go kick those doors in. We can go arrest them. But we may not just do it for the sexual offences which are disclosed. We will also look other opportunities to apprehend people.
Drugs, guns, knives, these people have got everything.
And that's what we will do. And so we would always want to any intelligence in relation to any offender so that we can actually pursue them relentlessly in relation to the offences that they commit.
There's an election for a PCC coming up. Jack Carroll is the UKIP candidate. He said in the council office that if he was in, or he said Sean Wright should have done, to be fair, was sack the chief constable, who hasn't been in post that long, and change all the management structure. That's what he said in the council office. So you may be on notice there, although Ladbrokes rarely get it wrong and they've got the other one down to win. Is 6 weeks long enough for you to turn things round? For you to show HMIC that you've got an idea of what you're doing?
Absolutely. Our next steps are to build on the good work that we've done, implement the recommendations, make sure that we continue to work with the local authorities. I'm chairing a meeting with all the authorities together to bring about a consistent approach across South Yorkshire, and also that we continue to encourage victims to come forward and capture the offenders responsible.
And is South Yorkshire a particularly toxic force, or is this happening everywhere else?
Our staff are absolutely committed to this.
Not questioning that, but do we have a set of problems that are unique to elsewhere?
Child abuse is everywhere. Child abuse is alive and well across every single sector of the community, and that is the tragic element of it. And actually, the majority of it still happens within homes by the very people that should care about children and look after them. And that is actually what we need to continue to focus on and give victims the courage that it takes to come forward and deal with the evidence that they give us to capture those that are responsible.
And those victims now listening to this, or their parents listening to this, especially their parents, they can have complete confidence. If they phone up South Yorkshire Police today, just because they used to be runaways, or because they've done drugs, or because they've done drink, they will be believed.
Absolutely. I want them to come forward in the full confidence that they will be listened to, that they will be heard, and that they will be taken seriously. And if that doesn't happen, then I personally want to know about it, and I will take positive action in relation to that to deal with those that haven't done exactly what is expected of them.